Well, good evening, everybody, and I would like to thank the Alan Hayes for the invitation to speak here. And I suppose it was a little bit of looking back in history for me, because this debate has been going on for a long time in Ireland. I would say, let's say we start looking back 50 years ago, in the 1950s, we might say, well, there wasn't a press in Ireland. There was only Archbishop McQuaid, Eamon de Valera, there was black and white. The only sex that was allowable was between a man and a woman in a marriage context, and then only for procreation. Any other sex outside of that was severely disapproved of, if not illegal. Homosexuality was illegal, abortion was illegal, contraception was illegal. And if you did get married, or sorry, if you did get pregnant outside that framework, you were in big trouble. There was massive, serious disapproval of pregnancy. There was a huge price to pay for getting pregnant outside that very restrictive context. You could be sent to a marginal laundry, as we know from recent research and recent protests, where you could be locked up and made to work against your will. You could be sent to a home for so-called unmarried mothers, or you could be possibly sent to a psychiatric institution. So being locked up was a distinct possibility. And if you weren't locked up, maybe then you would go abroad, you would emigrate to England. So we denied that pregnancy happened outside marriage. We locked people up potentially for getting pregnant. And if that didn't work, we said, go off, go to England, get out of here, export our problems. And I argue, therefore, that we have denied our problems, we have ostracized people, we have locked people up, women up, and we have exported this whole issue. And that very issue, that way of dealing with our issues in our society continues to this day. I can look back 50 years and say that was then, this is now, but is it so different? 20 years later, we're in the 1980s, and that's not so long ago from now, even though abortion was already illegal, there was a move to have an item inserted in the Constitution that would make it not only illegal, but also unconstitutional. And that would absolutely forever prevent the idea of any abortion ever happening in Ireland. And that item was inserted in the Constitution, and it states that the right to life of the unborn child is equal to, that the state recognises the right to life of the unborn child, and with due regard for the right to life of the mother, guarantees to protect and vindicate that right. And very quickly follow that up with the idea that if we're going to vindicate that right to life, then we have to stop any information about abortion, we even have to stop women travelling to have abortion, and we certainly can't have abortion in the country. So this is not only abortion illegal, but we can't have information about it, and maybe we can't travel about it. And this is the debate that went on through the 1980s, until 1992, at which point the people in Ireland were absolutely horrified to hear of a case, the so-called S case, a young girl of 14 who was raped by a neighbour and who was pregnant as a result of that rape, who was absolutely distraught as a result of that trauma, who wished to go abroad, who wished to have an abortion and, of course, would have to travel, and it was then mooted that perhaps she shouldn't be allowed to travel. And in fact, there was a public debate about whether this 14-year-old should be allowed to travel to have an abortion, let alone information. And in fact, that necessitated a further referendum in 1992 around the X case to settle the question of whether women could travel to have an abortion. So we're still very much in the case of ostracise, lock up, deny and export our problems. Here we have a 14-year-old, and here we have a debate about whether she should be allowed to travel. At the time, it was a cartoon with barbed wire around the 26 counties. What were we supposed to do with this girl of 14? She was pregnant as a result of rape, without choice. She was extremely traumatic and distraught as a result of the trauma. She was suicidal and judged to be so by psychological assessment. That was a risk to her life. Was she going to be locked up in a psychiatric institution for 6 to 9 months? What was that? This is the kind of issue that was on the table. And this is part of our black and white thinking. Yes, abortion, no abortion, doesn't take account for all of the complexities that arise. So we had another referendum in 1992, and at that point people said, okay, we said, we'll allow people to travel, thank you very much, we'll allow information, thank you very much, but we still will not have a situation of abortion. But then a Supreme Court ruling at the time said, yes, actually a termination of pregnancy would be permissible if there was a real and substantial risk to the life of the mother. So talk about choice and talk about conditions and talk about life situations. We're talking about a threat to life here, where somebody could die, a woman could die as a result of pregnancy. And I'm not going to say Gargan said there's nothing an issue, it is an issue. Women can and will and do die from pregnancy. So we're talking about a risk to life, if a termination wasn't effective, and we're talking about suicide as a risk to life, and the Supreme Court ruling was, you know, that in fact that wasn't permissible, as no thanks. So now, so we have a Supreme Court ruling in 1992, but again, that raised a lot of concerns. Maybe we now are going to have a situation where women who are suicidal if they're pregnant might be able to have abortions. We better do something to stop this. So now we start another round of another constitutional referendum. And this time, the purpose of the referendum in 2002 was to eliminate suicide as a ground for abortion. In other words, abortion is already illegal. We've only had a Supreme Court judgment about it, but we still have to copper fasten even the possibility that a woman who's suicidal, and I mean that as a psychologist I'm speaking, in the sense of somebody who is so psychologically distraught, so distraught by trauma or other conditions of pregnancy, that she would rather take her own life than go through with that pregnancy. And we're now having a referendum to stop abortion under those circumstances. Fortunately, I think, for the Irish people and for our own sense of compassion, the Irish people actually, in the referendum, voted in favour of the idea that a woman would have an abortion where there's a threat to her life. So that was 2002. Since then, we've had a series of cases with serious health conditions and serious medical conditions, underage, all these case by case by case, each one of them denied their choice, even though they should be allowed under both Supreme Court ruling and people at the referendum, case by case, each time, what are we going to do about this? Underage cases, people with women with serious physical conditions. So I conclude, really, that we absolutely have to legislate for abortion in this country. Abortion is a necessity for women. It's a necessity for women to have the choice for abortion. And it's also a necessity for women then to have a choice to have those facilities made available to them, medical facilities and psychological facilities. Pre-abortion counselling, abortion services, post-abortion medical care, post-abortion psychological support. These are things that we are in effect and that women have a right to. And that women have a right to safe abortion, that it's legal and safe. Safe meaning the proper medical and psychological support. We must have legislation, we must legalise abortion. Thank you.